This is the Texas Standard.
Is everybody okay?
Seniors at the WellMed Senior Community Center in Austin loosen up before their abdominal core strengthening class.
Step, lean, together.
87-year-old Marcelina Rivera Quintanilla enjoys visiting with friends and watching others working out while she waits to see her doctor. She has diabetes, heart disease, and rheumatoid arthritis. She's also in a wheelchair.
And that's my downfall right now. I wouldn't wish it off on my worst enemy. That's how bad it gets.
For Rivera Quintanilla, it's not a matter of finding a doctor willing to treat her. Rather, it's having enough doctors close by so she doesn't have to spend too much time traveling throughout the city and beyond. Her son Charles left his corporate job to be his mother's primary caregiver.
I've been doing it better part of getting close to 5 years, so I help her with her appointments, you know, help her with the medications, just day-to-day, getting up, eating, going to bed.
Charles says his mom especially needs help getting to and from her appointments. She sees 4 doctors in different parts of Austin. Dr. Stephen Hayes, a Dallas physician with the Texas Medical Association, says Rivera Quintanilla's story isn't much different from what other seniors experience when they need a physician.
Obviously, as we get older, more things start to go wrong. And the more patients you have of older age, the more demand there is going to be on those physicians. If those physicians are primarily taking care of those people, then they may not be taking care of other people.
A 2017 study by the Association of American Medical Colleges predicts the U.S. as a whole will experience a 40,000 to 100,000 doctor shortage by 2030. The study ranks Texas 47th out of 50 states for having an adequate number of physicians to care for Texas's overall patient population. Hayes says Texas has several medical schools. But the problem is too many medical students graduate and then attend postgraduate school or residency programs outside of Texas.
If I do my undergraduate medical education here and I go out of state, then the likelihood of me staying out of state and living in that state is very high, just because I do my residency there.
Hay says the Texas legislature tried to combat this trend by approving the construction of additional medical schools and making sure there is more than enough open spots at existing medical schools for every undergraduate medical student. Dr. Carlos Hernandez is the president of the WellMed Medical Group, which runs over 250 medical community clinics throughout the state. He says the medical schools in Texas have to take an aggressive approach to convince out-of-state medical students to complete their residency programs here in Texas.
Secondly, we as a medical group have to reach out and engage our medical schools and residency programs and let us help recruit some of their graduates, establishing some partnerships with medical schools and residency programs in Texas.
But Hayes says the problem doesn't just involve medical students leaving Texas to finish their education and practicing elsewhere. Another reality, many of the doctors in Texas will eventually become part of the growing population of aged and retired residents.
In Texas, we have 27% of our physicians are over the age of 60.
The complexities of physician supply and demand and the healthcare needs of Texas's aging population will be something that Texas lawmakers will continue to examine now and throughout the 2019 legislative session. For the Texas Standard, I'm Ryan Poppy.